comment on HIV in women, and the first comment I will make is that every conference that I go to, I'm still surprised at how few women are represented in most of the large, especially clinical trials, the ones that look at efficacy of treatment. And I see so many women in this crowd, and the first thing I'd like to do is to encourage all of you, to encourage all of your friends, to enroll in studies so we can say more meaningful things to women with HIV infection when we come to make treatment choices. I think that one of the most important things that are concerning to women is the side effects of the therapies, lipodystrophy, the same in women and men. Is osteoporosis an important issue in women? Heart disease, which generally is considered, at least for the younger population, to be a disease of men. Is lipodystrophy making women with HIV more vulnerable? There was very little informative data on that regard in the conference. There were two studies that looked at osteopenia and osteoporosis. One is from Nutrition for Healthy Living. I assume many of you are or were part of this study, which did show some reduction in bone mineral density. And another study that looked at women and bone mineral density was not able to prove significant osteopenia, but was able to prove that osteopenia is related to body mass index, age, and duration of HIV infection, which is probably a surrogate of duration on antiretroviral therapy, although this wasn't shown. Why is this important? Because a third study, which is totally unsurprising, showed that alendronate, which is the current therapy for osteopenia and osteoporosis in women and men, is very effective in HIV-infected patients and has hardly any specific side effects that are specific to the HIV community. It's a drug that's very safe and taken once a week. And if I think of my clinic population, and not my own clinic, but our colleagues' clinics as well, very few patients are on alendronate. Very few patients were screened for osteopenia and osteoporosis by DEXA scan or bone density scans. And I think that what we should take from this is that we should be much more proactive in screening our patients for osteopenia, osteoporosis, heart disease, all the outcomes of the metabolic changes that we're seeing, and not wait until they have pathologic fractures and they say, uh-huh. So very little data, but I think still very informative to us.